What's up, everybody? I need to figure out how to say that really fast, like Lily sang. Okay, what's up, everybody? It is Musical 99. Today is Friday, June 2nd, and today is my first vlog. My vlog. Okay. Yep. So I'm gonna try to post more, and I know I've said this a lot, but this time I feel like there's genuinely been a change in my life that's made me need to post more, just for, like, more recreational type things in my life right now. Anywho, I'm gonna be sharing my story. I really wanted to actually record when it was happening, but my recorder was in my room because my battery had been dead, and I couldn't figure out. I had been too busy, and combination of too busy and lazy to figure out what type of batteries it used, so, yeah. So, I got locked out of my own house, and I got locked out at around 12:30 because I was, around then, I was, like, on my bus, hanging out, listening to music. My computer was dead, and my phone was at 10%. This is gonna be relevant later. And, I was like, okay, I realized that my mom was working, and I didn't know if the boys would be home or not. I knew Ryan would be at school, and I wasn't sure about my dad, so I was like, okay, I need to find my key. And I looked, and looked, and looked, and it wasn't there. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll just figure out what happens when I get to my house. And I got to my house, tried both the front and back doors. Neither of them were unlocked. And then I looked in the backyard. I was looking for our key that was hidden in our yard. And after that, I was just, like, so busy looking for it. And then eventually I was like, okay, people are going to see me. I need to, like, just hang out a little bit for a couple hours until my brother gets home from school. And then I can just say I've been doing homework in the backyard. So I went under this, like, tree, this maple tree. It was, like, a low tree, so I had to sit on the ground. And there was, like, bugs, I think, climbing on me. And I was kind of grossed out by it, but I was like, okay. No, I didn't notice the bugs yet. I was sitting on the ground, just hanging out, counting the seconds, because I'm like, okay, my phone's dead, my computer's dead, can't check the time, because I don't have a watch anymore, and I was counting seconds. I realized after about 10 minutes, I was like, okay, I have a radio in here, and it has batteries that work, that are alive, and I can use it to check the time. I can go to, like, a news station, because it announces the time. And I was, like, just relaxing a little bit. I was thinking about, okay, when is my dad going to get home? How am I going to act when the car gets here? And, by the way, I'm a very proud person. So that's why I didn't call the neighbors and, like, say, hey, by the way, I got locked out of my own house. So that's why I didn't call or text or do anything with anybody. So that's me. Though, like, honestly, I'm a really proud person. So, after that, I was just hanging out and just like, okay, I'm just gonna wait it out. And then I felt this bug crawling on my hand, and I felt it, like, almost, it wasn't biting, but I could definitely, like, feel it sitting there. And I was like, okay, that is a big ass bug. And I'm like, just swatting it off. I'm like, okay, if there's bugs like that crawling on my hand, how many are actually crawling, like, even down my pants, on my pants, in my shirt, just, like, so many different places they could be getting to. And I'm like, okay, I'm creeped out by that. I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna look for, I'm gonna look for the key again. So I was looking more thoroughly, and then I was like, I realized, hey, what if there's open windows? And then I realized, hey, let's check the back door on the way to these open windows that might be open, and then I'll have to figure out how to get in once they're, because they all have screens, and I'll have to figure out how to remove the screens. But then I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go to the back door, and I'm gonna see if it's unlocked. It was unlocked. It had been locked when I checked half an hour before, like half an hour, 45 minutes before. Someone in the house, My dad's just sitting in the living room. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, not much. Just got back from doing homework in the backyard. Because I am not letting my dad know that I got locked out of my house for a third time. And when they weren't here. And so he just didn't. He just totally bought it. Because, yeah, I think he's pretty busy. So, like, if I say something, unless there's an obvious reason, like, for him to suspect otherwise, I don't think he would say anything back to me. So, yeah, after that, I came down here, just hanging out, and that's what I've been doing for the last half hour, is trying to re-record this post, because I keep rambling, and this is the best I'm doing right now, is to prevent myself from rambling, so I'm gonna have to try and do better, because if I wasn't on a time limit, I would be okay. But since I am on a time limit, I have to try and condense my thoughts a little more. Mainly, the funny thing is, I'm a very proud person, so I didn't want to use anybody else's phone. My phone and my computer were both dead at that point. And, at the point when I was locked out. And, I just was like, it's a nice day. I can just hang out and just chill. And the funny thing was, the two things that I was thinking about were, A, how do I prevent strangers from noticing that I've been sitting in the backyard for 5 hours, or for 2 hours, and B, man, I wish I'd brought my recorder, because then I could have gotten actual footage from my backyard. That's mainly what I was thinking at the time. So, that's my story for today, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Just another note before the video is over, I did create a business email for you guys, and it's for if you have any questions, comments, concerns, if you just want to, like, give me some critique my things, if you want to say, like, you're a stupid person, email me, I don't care. Or if you want to just, like, chat, email me as well. Also, another thing I want to start is 24-hour videos, so, like, doing different challenges. And I'm open for requests for those that aren't, the things I won't do are, A, do it in any kind of retail building or, like, place that's closed overnight. And B, I won't do it in, like, a school or a church. But other than that, I'm willing to accept any requests. Or if you just want to send me requests and I can just not accept them if they're, like, random or illegal. So, send me requests. I feel free to send me requests. And I will put them on the top of my list, because I have a list of things that I could do, but I really want input from you guys. Because I want to know what my viewers, listeners, want. So if you have a request, comment, question, concern, whatever kind of query or whatever you want to say to me, feel free to email me. My email is audio.challenges@mail.com. So that's audio, AUDIO, dot challenges, CHALLENGES, at mail, MIMAIL, not Gmail, mail.com. Alright, so thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to click that really cool follow button on my profile and follow me for more great content, which I will be posting every day, or at least attempting to. And I'm already trying to think of what I will do tomorrow. Sneak peek of tomorrow. You might be seeing either some packing videos or some, like, just random house type videos. Or you might be seeing me rocking out to a cool song. You never know. That's what you might expect for tomorrow. Because tomorrow I am going to my friend's house for a sleepover, and I don't have a lot of time. Alright, let's check the time. It is 2:06 p.m. 2:06, okay. I'm almost over my time limit right now, so bye!